Shalom, I'm Dr. Yonason Arya, and this is Kabbalah Pod.
How the Little Kite Learned to Fly by Anonymous. I never can do it, the little kite said, as he looked at the others high over his head. I know I should fall if I tried to fly. Try, said the big kite, only try, or I feel you'll never learn at all. But the little kite said, I'm afraid I'll fall. The big kite nodded, oh, well, goodbye, I'm off, and he rose toward the tranquil sky. Then the little kite's paper stirred at the sight, and trembling he shook himself free for flight. First whirling and frightened, then braver grown, up, up he rose through the air alone, till the big kite looking down could see the little one rising steadily. Then how the little kite thrilled with pride as he sailed with the big kite side by side. Far down below he could see the ground and all the boys like small spots moving around. They rested high in the quiet air, and only the birds and clouds were there. Oh, how happy I am, the little kite cried, and all because I was brave and tried. This poem ties directly to the parasha we just completed, Parashas Yisro. It's an amazing, beautiful tale. In Parashas Yisro, it's in the Book of Shmos, if you're following along. It's going to be Parashas Revi'i, so it's chapter 19, starting with verse 1. I'm just going to read a couple verses here for you. Moshe sent off his father-in-law, and he went to his land. In the third month of the exodus of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, on this day they arrived at the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed from Rephidim and arrived at the wilderness of Sinai and encamped in the wilderness. And Israel encamped there opposite the mountain. Moshe ascended to God, and Hashem called to him from the mountain, saying, so shall you say to the house of Yaakov and relate to Bnei Yisrael. You have seen what I did to Egypt, and I have borne you on the wings of eagles and brought you to me. And now, if you hearken well to me and observe my covenant, you shall be to me the treasure above all the peoples, for mine is the entire world. You shall be to me a kingdom of ministers and a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to Bnei Israel. Do you see the connection? I do. It's fascinating, inspiring, and it's very Kabbalistic in thought, because the Rambam, he discusses this last part, you shall be to me a kingdom of ministers and a holy nation. He talks about it, and he says these are actually two different promises. A kingdom of ministers. We are to be the Jewish people. We are in the service of Hashem. Avodas Hashem. Ani Eved Hashem. I am a servant of Hashem. That is to be a kingdom of ministers. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our own roles. We serve in our own lots that Hashem's given us in this life. But we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a holy nation is referring to not Olam Hazah, not the world we are in now, but Olam Haba, in the world that we're going to go. And in that world we're going to go, that is where we have a holy nation, because we are Hashem's chosen people and have a unique relationship with Ein Sof. That's what the Ramban explains. Rashi says, yes, these are two different things. It's the world here and the world to come. He doesn't go much into it because Rashi mostly deals with the Peshat, and then Ramban is a little more Kabbalistic, and he gets a little bit more into the metaphor, and it's a quite beautiful thing. But today, when I was working on my schoolwork with my youngest, I am his general studies teacher in the time of COVID, and we had to read this poem, How the Little Kite Learned to Fly, and he had to answer questions about it. And I was reading through the poem, I was like, this poem is so beautiful. It's absolutely amazing. And it connects immediately and directly to the parsha we just had. And that's just what I wanted to share that was so inspiring to me, was that here God took us from our lowest level in Egypt, showed us all these signs and wonders, and took us to Har Sinai, and said, "If you," said, "you should be my treasure. I've brought you. Nav, if you choose me and observe my commandments, you'll be my pupil forever. We'll have a bond that defies everything, a bond that can never be broken, and we will be one. That is our chupa, opportunity. That's our kasuba. And that's what Hashem offered us. After all these signs and miracles that were absolutely terrifying, and we left everything we knew, the horrors of slavery, for the unknown crisis of the wilderness, and we are scared. And here God says, I did all these things. Now if you choose me, we'll be one. Now if you choose me and follow me, you will be my people forever. Not just here, but for all of eternity. And it's so beautiful. Because despite everything that was visible, all these signs and wonders, despite everything that the Jewish people saw, they're still given the ability to choose. They had to choose to overcome their fear and to ascend. In the same way, this little kite saw the other kites flying, and he had to choose to overcome his fear, spread out his wings like eaglets on the wings of eagles, and rise up to his glorified position where he's supposed to be, because kites are meant to fly. And so too, the Jewish people are meant to soar as a kingdom of ministers and a holy nation. So that's what resonates with me when I'm reading this. So I'm like, this poem and this part of the parasha connect together. It's just so absolutely beautiful and amazing. Here we have all these signs and wonders, and yes, we're still afraid. And so God gives us the choice. Do you want me? I want you. I've shown you I want you, and I'll take care of you. I'm Hashem. Do you want me? If you want me, and if you live according to our marriage guidelines, if you read my book, my Torah, which is how to love me, and you do these things that show me love, then we'll be together and we'll love each other forever and ever. We have the opportunity to overcome our fear of the terror and the might of Har Sinai, the mountain lifted up over our heads. We have the opportunity to say, not just, I fear you, God, so I'll be obedient, but I had the fear of you, which drove me to learn about you. And as I learned about you, I fell in love with you. And because I love you and see how great you are, I have a reverence and respect for you. That's what God wants from us. That's the love and fear he calls for us. Not, oh, I'm afraid of this angry man in the sky that's going to strike me down if I make a sin. Not, oh, God just judges and gives harsh decrees. But hey, this is the loving creator of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loved me so much that he showed me that he would love me, and who gave me the ketubah and said, this is how you can show me love. Will you marry me? I, of course, said yes. I mean, we finished our conversion this past fall, and this past summer, actually, and it was a beautiful thing. And every day we wake up, and HaShachar, we are a new creation. Mashiach, we're a new creation. And so every day when we go before Hashem, however we do it, whether it's with just a three-part prayer, or whether it's with the talis and tefillin and everything, whether it's with a minyan, or whether it's at home, however it is that you talk to God in that morning, you're recommitting. What are the words of Shema? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, God is our King. Our God is the only God. Our God is the one God. Our God is our God. Right? And so we recognize when we declare these words that we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every morning we choose to recommit ourselves and say, God, I have your kasuba and I'm going to try my best to show you love. I may stumble and I may fall, but I know that when I do, you'll come through on your end and you'll lift me up on the wings of eagles and elevate me, because I need your help. I'm a mere mortal. I struggle. I get lost. I get confused. I stumble. You're God. And you told me that if I love you and you love me, you'll take care of me. So God, help me love you by showing you love. I'm not fully strong. I'm weak, and I have shortcomings and hang-ups and failures. But God, I'm going to try my best. And that's all that God asks for us, is to try our best. And if we try our best, then that's what leads us. And what is it to try our best? As the pasuk says, "And now, if you hearken well to me, and you observe my commandments, you shall be to me a treasure above all peoples." If we listen to the word of God, and we live our life for God, if we do the mitzvahs, if we just show God love through the way he's asked us to show him love, we will be his treasure for all of eternity. That is an amazing opportunity. Not only is it an example of the beauty of marriage, not only is it an example of the beauty of the God we serve, but it's an example of the fact that we can be stumbling and afraid. But as long as we lift our eyes to the Lord, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, as Tehillim says. If you're stumbling, if you're low, you lift up your eyes and you reach out, you cry out, Rina, in prayer. And God hears, and God comes, and God holds, and then lets us soar. So, that is what we can walk away with today. How God lets us soar, and he promises it in his holy Torah. And we see it in the beauty of the universe, if we but just choose to love God in return. I'm making that choice. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you are too. So have hope and know that wherever you are, whatever your struggle is, God will be there for you and will lift you up. We don't always understand, but we know in our hearts, we know in our heart of hearts, that that's where Hashem is with us. Hashem doesn't want us to fear him. He wants us to love him so much that we have a respectful reverence of him. And that is the beauty of the creator of the universe.
Thank you for listening to Kabbalapod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yidbrick on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yidbrick.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and purchasing our custom-made Kabbalistic Judaica jewelry or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yidbrick.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrick, building Jewish bridges. Learn more at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah.